what we're really needing to focus on. We want to talk about, from Isaiah, using the scriptures, the only true living God. Now, look up and think about what this means. When I say the only living and true God, what is that? Well, there's only one God. He's the creator. So every human has this candle within them that they're born with, and looking at the world, as soon as they come into consciousness, they realize that all this came from somewhere. And that God is the creator. And there's only one savior, and he's named Jesus Christ. And the only true God is the creator and the redeemer, and he's introduced right here in the pages of scripture. The true savior came into the world as the Lord Jesus Christ, as the only savior. Biblical Christianity has the only God of all 21 of those declared major religions of the world who died and who rose again. There is no other savior substitute death on behalf of sinners by a God of any of those religions. He died and rose again to give forgiveness and salvation to his people. And that God who died for the sin of the world is the Lord Jesus Christ. Now think about how the progression of the gospel. As soon as Adam and Eve fell into sin, God promises in Genesis 3:15 that hope was coming. There's going to be someone that was going to crush Satan. And then during the Exodus Passover, God revealed that it was through a substitute, and there was a lamb that was offered on behalf of each family. And then in Isaiah 53, we find out that this hope coming, the substitute, is a person, because Isaiah 53 personifies this one who is the atoning sacrifice. Then in John 1:29, John the Baptist, the last Old Testament prophet, points at Jesus Christ and says, "Behold, he's the Lamb of God. He's the hope. He's the substitute. He's the promised person. It's Jesus," and he pointed to him. And then finally in John 19:30, as Jesus hung on the cross, he said, "It is finished." The God who died for the sin of the world is Jesus Christ. And only Christianity presents a Savior. So there's only one way to God. There's only one truth about God. There is only one life possible with God. And that's the truth revealed in the scriptures, biblical Christianity. There's only one Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In the next slide, the only true and living God reminds us that there is only one hope of salvation. And the only hope of salvation is presented by Christianity. Why? Because the Bible underscores, underlines, emphasizes the truth that no person can earn their way to God. The religions of the world all speak about human accomplishment. And whether it's by doing some special work or suffering or giving or attending or crawling on your knees or you know, going on a pilgrimage somewhere, it's all about what humans can accomplish, their works. Salvation is by divine achievement, that Jesus, by one sacrifice, paid the price as a substitute. We can't accomplish, work harder, try harder, be better, all the things people say. Have you ever shared the gospel with someone? They say, "Oh, I'm going to try a little harder. I'm going to be a little better. I'm going to turn over a new leaf. I'm going to hope that my good works outweigh my bad works." No. Human accomplishment, the way of works, is the way of destruction. The divine achievement that by one sacrifice, look, the one that would come as a substitute, the person, the perfect person, was Jesus, and he finished the work of salvation. So the only hope of salvation is no person can earn their way. No person can earn forgiveness. No person can merit salvation by goodness, by morality, by endless religious activity, by ceremony, by ritual. You see, when you find out what someone is holding on to, that's how we share the gospel. You ask people, what do you hope is the way that you're going to get to heaven, the doorway, the pathway, the ticket? And most of them say, that I've bumped into, well, I was baptized, or I joined the church, I was confirmed, I've tried really hard. Well, some of them even say, I've prayed that prayer. That's even a very dangerous one, because all of them are things that they have accomplished. They have been baptized. They have prayed. They have done this. Instead of saying, there's nothing I can do. Jesus did it all. And I have come to him helpless, hopeless, and just cried out to him, Lord, kind of like I was drowning, and say, I can't make it. I'm going down. Save me. There's nothing I can do. Only you can save me. The Bible is very clear that salvation is a gift for those who know they can't earn it, and they cry for mercy to the one and only Savior. They put their trust in the forgiveness and salvation and heaven that's in Christ, that is through him, that he achieved on the cross and finished the work. He died for our sins. He died in their place if they call upon him. He rose triumphantly from the dead. He confirmed, he fully satisfied the justice and the wrath of God. All people are sinners. I am a sinner. You are a sinner. And all sinners, everyone who's ever lived, are unable to save themselves. We all need a Savior. Look back at the slides. That's the only hope of salvation is in Christ. But next we see that the only Savior is Jesus Christ. The Bible says there is only one Savior. There's no other name under heaven given among men. I can't save myself. Only a substitute can save me. That's the message of the Holy Scriptures. Jesus died and rose again to save his people, and he brings them to heaven. See, I'm not left with hoping that I've done enough, that I can try harder. I'm not left with wondering if I'm balancing the scales. I know that Jesus did everything. It's amazing in life, we don't have problems with this. If someone we love and trust and we believe has the means tells us that they have paid for something, that they've bought us something, that they've subscribed or enrolled or purchased or whatever something for us, we say, wow, thank you, and we accept it. That's what salvation is, believing that Jesus Christ is the only Savior. That's the message of Scriptures. That's why the death and resurrection of Christ are celebrated by us who know him as the greatest event in the world.